99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand. DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is 6:04. Kelly K, good morning.
Hello.
Kind of a wet, rainy start to your Wednesday. Yeah, it's going to be like that pretty much throughout the day and tomorrow. And then for Friday and into Saturday, it's going to look nice. Because this is Derby week, remember? And that's going to be the Oaks and Derby.
Okay.
Kind of one of those things that just kind of flies under the radar. They had the, like, everything that we normally do during Derby week, we haven't done.
Right. Like, we're typically backside.
Yeah, we're at the track.
Downs,
yeah.
The show, all the things. Nobody's doing that.
Right.
Obviously.
So, I did get, we did get an email from, you know, our friends over at Brown-Forman. They're like, I mean, we could bring over some mint julep stuff and you could show them how to make a quick mint julep.
Like, okay. Well, we're not going to say no to that.
I know. So I was like, okay, we can do that. They had the post positions yesterday. Tis the Law is the favorite coming out of the 17 hole.
Why do you say it like that? Every year?
Every year. I mean, because I have to, right?
Do you?
It's at this point, I have to.
It's post position, really.
Well, no, I didn't get the post. Coming out of 17, it's pretty far off the 7, 8, or 9 hole that is usually one that the horses like. So, anyways, the favorite, heavy favorite, Tis the Law, 3-5 odds. So, we'll see if those odds stick through Saturday. But the Derby's going to run 7:01 on Saturday. That's the most Derby talk that we've had all year.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Fun.
Was it fun?
Yeah,
maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe for old time's sake, we bring back Horse or Hooker a little bit later on. Maybe this week, tomorrow, Friday, something like that. You know, just as...
That's a time-honored tradition.
Yeah, just as kind of a nod, tip of the hat, if you will.
Sure.
All right. Good stuff.
Okay. That's great.
I'm about to tell you a sentence, Kelly, that you're just going to have to marinate in. Okay?
All righty then.
So it's a preview of what's to come on the show.
Uh-huh.
Not only is there Craigslist misconnections, but setting the bar stories, including wiener meat, tiger balls, and jetpacks.
That was a lot.
Yeah, I told you.
All in one sentence, a lot.
I told you, that was a lot to unpack. And I mean,
we're going to have to, like, separate it.
Yeah.
So it's not too aggressive all at once like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously. I mean, we're a professional radio show. That's what we do.
Sure.
So we got a lot to get to, obviously, as hinted by that last sentence. So we'll kick everything off with a feel-good story. Coming up here in just a few minutes. All right, let's get to your feel-good story. Kelly Kay.
So this is kind of amazing. We have to honor a very special couple, Julio and Waldramina. They live in Ecuador. They are 110 and 104 years old, respectively, and they've been officially recognized by the Guinness World Book of Records as the world's oldest married couple.
Hang on. Wow.
110 and 104.
Dang.
Yeah. They've been married 79 years.
Dang.
So, obviously, they're going to be asked, what's the secret to a successful marriage, right?
Yeah.
Love, maturity, and mutual respect.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Julio and Waldramina.
All right.
They're cute. Right?
Couples goals.
And in the record book, they're record holders.
Love it.
Yeah. We're going to tweet out the little Instagram post. There's a little picture of them giving each other a smooch. So, yeah, they've got a combined age of 214, doing the math. That's a lot. That's a lot of years between them.
Yeah. All right.
And, yeah, so they are just the cutest thing ever. We'll tweet it out. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Every single hour, we do these stories that just kind of put a smile on your face. So we can then turn around and give you toilet clogging phone taps. Okay.
OMG. We couldn't even marinate in their love for like 2 seconds.
I mean, we did. We marinated.
Before the sharp left turn.
Yeah, so it's the yin and the yang, and that's coming up.
Before you go.
99.7, DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You seen the video of this parrot that sings like Beyonce?
It's kind of amazing.
Chico is the parrot's name, and it is in the wildlife park there in Boston. People noticed that Chico likes to belt out pop hits. One of them being Beyonce's If I Were a Boy. That's the clip.
I mean, on pitch.
I know. Apparently, Chico can also do Poker Face by Lady Gaga, Firework by Katy Perry, and Crazy by Gnarls Barkley.
Wow, that's quite a set.
It is quite a set. It's kind of a throwback set. Like, I feel like Chico's living in the early 2000s.
You know what? Chico likes what Chico likes.
Chico's like, that's when music was great.
Chico found his wheelhouse. He's right. Like, these are my jams.
Oh, that's funny. So, yeah.
This is the one, these are the ones I can slay.
That Instagram story has been going around, so I don't know if you saw that. 9-year-old parrot video of Chico. That's pretty good.
That's the best thing on the internet today.
That's pretty good.
Hands down.
All right, coming up next, it's a Setting the Bar story, and we give you stories that set the bar for your day very low.
Yeah, it's a little hurdle. You can jump over, call it a win for the day.
Sure, that's what you can do. That is next after Camila Cabello on 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar is where we give you a story. You just try not to do it, okay? It sets the bar for your day very low. That's why we call it that, setting the bar. So if you can manage to make it through the day without, robbing the same restaurant you just applied to work at, you're doing okay.
They are probably going to figure that out.
Yeah.
Probably.
22.
Like, you probably left your information, didn't you?
On your application, yes. 22-year-old Nicholas decided to fill out an application at a pizza restaurant. Obviously, the application asks for personal information, where you live, what's your age, date of birth, phone number, ways to get in touch with you.
That's a lot of information.
Yeah, turned it in. Then he decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to steal the tip jar, and then I'm going to use the knife to threaten anybody who tries to chase after me.
Gotcha. All right.
He also, in his haste to make off with the tip jar, which has probably, what, less than $100 in it?
Uh-huh.
Left behind his backpack that he brought for the interview.
This guy is really not super smart.
No.
I mean, it's kind of staggering.
Yeah. Cops did not have any trouble locating and then arresting poor Nicholas.
But wait, did Nicholas get the job?
You know what? That is a great question. That was unanswered in this story.
Oh, see, we don't have closure.
This could be a redemption story, Kelly.
It could be a redemption story.
You know,
I'm going to hope they hire him.
Yeah, the pizza place can be like, okay, so I get that you tried to rob us, but I feel like it was out of love. So.
Right, yeah. I promise you won't do that again.
So why don't you come work for us? I don't know. I don't know. He's probably going to not be available to work a shift for a while. But
that might get in the way.
Yeah, nonetheless. Again, that's the setting the bar story. That's why we say, you know, if you can manage to make it through the day. So whatever happens today, you know, even if you miss a Zoom conference call and you get a bad mark on a paper or whatever, you can look back.
Or you get a flat tire or something.
Yes, you can look back on this and say, well, at least I didn't rob the pizza place that I literally just applied to work at.
Yeah. You know what? You're doing something right in your life.
That's setting the bar. Kelly K, what do you got?
I'm calling this feel good.
Okay.
I'm calling it a feel good. Because Krispy Kreme is now offering an entire collection of pumpkin spice donuts, and they're available now.
I'm telling you what, September 1st, you get the fall stuff out.
Yep, you do. So you get pumpkin spice original glazed, pumpkin spice cake donut, the pumpkin spice original filled cheesecake donut, and the what I think is the pièce de résistance, the pumpkin spice cinnamon roll donut.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So this is a feel...
It's a feel good for your mouth.
For your mouth. Okay.
Yes. It's feel good for your mouth.
Okay.
And your soul.
Okay.
And your taste buds and all the things. Right?
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
Sure. I will nod and smile and give you a thumbs up.
That's feel good. I'm calling it.
Okay. Great.
So here you go. Tweet it out. So you can see them. I mean, they look like a work of art. I'll say that.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
And you know what? We should probably sacrifice ourselves just to try them to make sure that they're okay for, you know, public consumption.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
You like taste testers?
Yeah. No, I mean, I'd be down with that.
Yeah. All right.
I've never shied away from a donut.
It's feel good for your mouth.
Okay, thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome. You put me in charge of the segment. That's what you're going to get.
I did. You're right. All right, so hey, coming up, Kelly, I'm going to need you to be strong for me.
No! No, we're not doing it.
Kelly,
not
I'm
doing
need
it
you
today.
To be strong for
I can't.
Me. I'm gonna,
no.
I'm going to need you to be strong.
No.
For me.
However, your birthday is coming up this week.
That has nothing to... Oh, well, yes, it does. All right.
It does.
Hang on. We'll
it
explain. We'll explain. I need you to be strong for me, Kelly. This is an event that happened six, seven months ago. The world took hold of it. It was for a hot minute, and then it went away. But then for the next 6-7 months, it just kept popping back up into our news. And I've tried to avoid it. I've tried. Because how much of The Tiger King, the Netflix documentary about big cats and Joe Exotic, who's now serving a sentence in an Oklahoma jail, can we take, right?
You've already folded.
Oh, I have?
Yeah, no, you did. You're already there. There's no more being strong.
Okay, so do we care that Joe Exotic launched a line of men's and women's Tiger King underwear with his face on the crotch?
Well, I feel like yes, because, again, your birthday is coming up this week. So, I mean, they're releasing it September 7th. Your birthday's September 5th. I mean, if you could just delay your celebration just a little bit, we can get you something super special.
Yeah.
Like tiger print box of briefs with Joe Exotic's face right there in the front. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if we care too much about it, but apparently they were silently released. It was a soft release back in May, and they did very well.
And now, full on, Unleash the Tigers.
Unleash the Tigers, September 7th, on the 2-year anniversary of Joe Exotic's arrest. That's why he's chosen September 7th.
So poetic.
Right?
Right?
I don't know if, I don't, it's $24 for guys, $21 for women. That seems a lot.
So what, medium?
Yes.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, size medium, obviously.
Okay, size medium. Okay. That's great. There's a lot of wonderful designs to choose from.
Right.
I mean, who wouldn't want this?
Let me ask you.
Underwear wardrobe.
Let me ask you, as a woman.
Uh-huh.
Think back to your single days. As a woman, you are lucky enough to get to the point where you get to see the lucky guy's underwear, okay?
How hot is he?
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay. He's hot enough that you have chosen him.
Uh-huh.
And he is getting to the point where he is now showing you his underwear.
I don't know.
And you discover, and it's not a case of like, oh, well, she's got mismatched bra and bottoms. That doesn't matter.
It's Joe Exotic's face.
Joe Exotic's face staring back at you.
A little slice of crazy.
Are you second guessing your life choices at that point? Or are you saying,
I'm asking a question about it.
Or are you just saying, get those off, I don't want to see them, and we'll just forget it ever happened?
I am asking a question. Like, how did those come to be in your possession? Did we spend our own hard-earned money on that? Was it a joke? Did you lose a bet? I need to know the answer.
Kimberly texts in and says it's a complete turnoff if she's getting to that point and she sees
so she's out.
Joe Exotic underwear on a guy.
She's turning around, running out. I gotcha. I mean, again, I just need, if he's hot enough.
Here's the thing, Kelly. You know what would be worse? Is if you discover after the fact, as you're picking them up off the floor and handing them
right
back to him.
Like, oh, I didn't see that because, you know, maybe the lights were out.
Right. Yeah. And you hand them and you're like, huh. And then this one of the
things. Hashtag ragrats.
Yeah, you got the hashtag ragrats immediately.
Okay.
All right. So I don't know if that's okay. So we don't care. We don't care about it. Is that what we're saying?
Well, what we're saying is I'm getting you mediums.
Okay. Is that what we're saying?
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
I feel hashtag blessed.
There you go.
Coming up, we search the internet weekly for people who just need a little extra nudge to find love. Maybe you're looking for an old babysitter. Maybe you're looking for that woman who is shopping at your antique store. You know?
We spend way too much time on the internet, so you don't have to.
Absolutely. Craigslist Misconnections is kind of a Wednesday tradition here on the show. Coming up, as we go live on Facebook, so you can watch the cringiness go down, as well as hear it.
Bringing that to life.
Yeah. I don't want to go back to this, but I feel
why are you?
I feel like I have to.
Why?
The Joe Exotic line of men's and women's Tiger King underwear with his face on the crotch. We were
you
just
really
talking.
Want them, right? Size medium?
No. Well, okay. So asking if you as a lady were to see that on a guy, you know? Uh-huh. Brandy texts in and says, "Why? What if Ryan Reynolds was wearing them?"
That's why I asked how hot.
So if Ryan Reynolds type of guy is wearing the Tiger King underwear with his face on the crotch, you don't care?
He's forgiven, but I'm asking questions.
He's forgiven.
Did you lose a bet? Did you pay money for these? Why exactly?
Randy then texts in, so is it going to be like Pinocchio with the nose growing kind of situation?
I can't speak to that. I can only direct you to where you can see the design and try to make that conclusion yourself.
I don't know. I don't know if the little flap is in that spot.
On the one design, the face is right there. On the panel.
It might lead to that for sure.
Possibly.
Okay. Wow.
Listen, they're logistically minded, just like we are.
Yeah. I like that.
You can see it though, WDJX.com.
All right. So we're going to jump on Facebook here in just about 5 minutes at 997DJX. And when you see the notification, just click watch and you can watch as we meander, wade, frolic through the misconnection section on Craigslist.
Trust us, it enhances the experience.
Does it?
A little.
Okay. All right, Craigslist misconnections. We're searching for old babysitters. We're searching for that woman that, you know, you saw at the antique shop.
Awesome. Could be your soulmate.
Could be. We'll find out on the way on 99.7 DJX.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try Craigslist missed connections.
Can I go first?
I think you should.
All right. This one is titled, My Heart Went TikTok for You.
Oh, that's cute.
Man for Woman, 74.
Oh, it's never too late.
No,
never too late.
You came into my store and I saw you admiring two different clocks on the wall.
Is that like your sexy old man voice?
I'm trying. I couldn't help myself, so I told you that you needed to hurry up and pick one because time wasn't on your side. Get it? You were looking at clocks.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
You gave me a chuckle, and that's all I needed. For the next 20 minutes while you browsed, I entertained you. with every joke that I could think of.
Oh, wow. Papa's got jokes. I like it.
Knock-knock jokes.
Uh-huh.
Puns.
Yes.
Riddles.
Awesome.
Even yo mama jokes.
He's whipping out yo mama jokes? All right.
If I have to be honest, I do really enjoy telling jokes in the antique shop.
Sounds like it.
We talked about the clocks and other things, and the old memories came flooding back.
Oh, right.
I even told you the first time I felt the gentle touch of a woman on my 33rd birthday. Oh, life. If I could turn back the clock and get some of that again.
Oh, God.
Get it?
I do.
Turn back the clocks?
Yeah. Uh-uh.
If you see this, tell me what time to call you so I can set the alarm on my clock.
Wow.
Get it? I hope so.
Father Time has jokes. We're just going to call him Father Time.
Yeah?
Because, wow.
Is that what we're going to do? Wow.
Did we pick up that 33 was the very first time? All right.
You know what? Hey, late bloomer. We don't care.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
doesn't matter. It's Craigslist Missed Connections.
All right. I got to put my dude voice on for this one.
Not right.
You used to babysit me.
Okay.
Man for woman.
Sure.
This is from my old babysitter, Carly.
Oh.
You probably didn't know this, but I had a huge crush on you for the 2 years that you babysat for my family.
Okay.
Back then, I was just a bratty, snot-nosed kid with a bedwetting problem.
Oh. Wow.
But now,
okay.
I'm a strapping, handsome, 21-year-old young man hoping to hook up with my old babysitter.
Wow, he is just putting it out there, isn't he?
He is. You're shooting a shot. I still remember playing Legos with you on my bed and the way you blew tickle farts into my belly.
Is that the whole thing? Is
yeah.
That? Okay.
We were so good together.
Okay.
I remember catching you and your boyfriend making out on the couch after I was supposed to be asleep.
Uh-huh.
I knew it was many years ago, but are you still with him? I thought that he was a loser back then. You deserve better.
I know I can treat you better.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. The day you quit being our babysitter was the worst day of my life.
Oh.
I'm a man now.
Sure.
And haven't wet my bed in years. I couldn't find you on the Facebook, but I bet you're still hot.
Wow.
Holla at your boy.
That was a lot.
It was a lot. And it had a musical component. I mean, the production value was great for that one.
So,
if you like.
I think that former bedwetter who pines after his old babysitter.
Uh-huh.
And
Father Time. At the antique store.
Are just doing what they can to try to find love, okay?
You know what? It's never too late. We can only hope
that
this will work out. They'll ride off into the sunset together.
Okay.
Right on time.
All right. This has been Craigslist Missed Connections.
Baby, how you feeling?
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar. These are small examples of what not to do, okay? We set the bar for your day very low. So this out of the great state of Ohio, my home state, where we're going to introduce you to Lamia. And if you can manage to make it through the day without calling the police because your meat is shaped like wiener, you're doing okay.
Okay. I understand it can be jarring.
Yeah.
If that's what you think you see.
Yeah. Let me explain. So Lamia, she bought a package of what she thought was smoked turkey tails at the supermarket.
Got it.
So she is preparing the turkey tails, right? That's when she noticed a large piece of meat that was not a turkey tail, and it actually looked like something else.
Okay. Got it. A rocket ship.
So yes. Apparently, she goes on Facebook Live quite a bit, right? She's okay. Kind of known for this.
All right.
So she jumps on Facebook Live and is like, hey, y'all notice something? Does this look like what I think it looks like?
Uh-huh.
And people are like, yeah, it looks like what I think it looks like. And she's like, yeah, because if it's what I think it looks like, someone's missing something.
Oh, so now she's like, oh, now we have to be in detective mode, figure out who's missing their wiener?
Yeah. And so here's the thing. She checked her receipt just to make sure that, you know, she got what she thought she got. And yes, in fact, she got turkey tails.
Gotcha.
So then she decides, you know what? I'm going to have to call the police because
she calls the police. Already?
If this is in fact what I think it is, then there's someone missing something and this could be a homicide.
Oh, she went there.
So the police do their due diligence. They stop by. They take the phallic-shaped turkey tail to get it checked out.
Got to take it to the lab.
Yes, and an investigator from the Summit County Medical Examiner's Office said, you know what? Actually, it's not from human.
It's not that.
No, it's pork. Okay. And it's not an errant wiener that was stuffed in your smoked turkey tails. And there was actually a bone inside of it, which would have indicated that it wasn't a wiener either, right?
All right.
So,
well, that's good news.
Yeah, they're thinking it was probably a pigtail and that she probably got some pork products or smoked pork tails, maybe instead of the smoked turkey tails by accident. So
this is a feel good. This just turned into a feel good, right?
Oh, is it a feel good?
Because nobody's missing their appendage. That's great. There's no homicide. There's no murder.
No, nothing.
That's great. That's good news. That's feel good.
Okay. Kelly's saying it's a feel good. So I'm just saying if you can manage
to make it. You want it back to try to grill up?
Yeah. No, I think they kept it.
Okay.
Yeah. I think.
Just checking.
I don't know. I don't know what happened to that.
But, I don't know.
But yeah, she jumped on Facebook Live and is like, hey, guys, what you think of this?
You know what? It's a great idea.
What's it look like?
Yeah. There's probably a lot of people out there in Facebook land that could help her out with that.
Yeah. We get a text message from a listener. Okay, I get in my car and I hear wiener meat.
Well, you know.
You know.
When these stories are out there, you know, they kind of fall in our wheelhouse.
Yeah, they're going to make the show. So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without calling the police because your meat shaped like a wiener there. When in fact it's just a pork tail. You're doing okay.
But you know what? Good for her.
Yes.
For just making sure there was no foul play going on here. You get what I did there?
Yes. Well done. Well done. That's setting the bar on 98.7. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. 75 outside. Going to be rainy pretty much all day today and tomorrow, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. And then for Oaks, which seems so weird to say.
It's strange.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty nice, actually. Mild, high only reaching about 80, and then pretty much the same for Derby Day on Saturday. All right, every hour we give you feel-good stories.
It feels good.
And Kelly K, is this something that I'm going to have to figure out?
There is a really cool story out of California. A school sent a family an internet hotspot after they were having to go to Taco Bell for free Wi-Fi.
The picture shows two young girls sitting outside of Salinas Taco Bell using the free Wi-Fi to access their schoolwork. The Salinas City Elementary School District says it immediately identified the girls and gave their family a hotspot so they could get Wi-Fi at home.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but now those girls have gotten more than $136,000 via an online funding drive started by a concerned neighbor, which has saved them from eviction as well.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy? So their photo was, you know, taken by a bystander whose daughter posted it on Instagram last week, called on the community as a whole to ensure essential internet access for all, especially kids who are pursuing their education, because there's a huge problem with that in California.
Mm-hmm.
So a neighbor who learned about, you know, who they were, found the family, headed up by a single mom. Wow. They were going to be evicted as of Tuesday, so she started the GoFundMe. Just wanting $20,000 to cover some basic expenses for a couple of months, and by Tuesday evening had raised over $136,000. Much of that with people just kind of donating $15, $20 there.
Oh, wow.
That's how many people contributed.
Dang.
So,
okay.
Yeah, that is a community coming together for those kids. You can see the story. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. That is good stuff. All right. Thank you. Feel good there. Every hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So yesterday, the post positions for the announced, and I tell you, there are some pretty fun Derby horse names. Maybe we don't go through them all right now because I want to play horse or hooker a little bit later on. Maybe this week. Maybe we do it. Yeah, maybe we do it tomorrow or Friday, leading up to either the Oaks
feels
or Derby.
Feels like an Oaks Day thing.
Yeah, maybe. Like, here's the thing. This is such a weird Derby week because there's no festivals, there's no parties, there's no events that are happening. But still, you know, the practice of, you know, the silks, the lines, you know, the silks are going to be unveiled today, right?
Uh-huh.
But the post positions were announced yesterday, and the so far odds on favorite, Tis the Law, at 3-5 odds. So if you put a couple bucks down on Tis the Law to win, you're not gonna win much, maybe only just a few cents, but is running out of the 17 hole. And the top, I guess, odds makers are all 16, 17, and 18 hole.
Really?
I should say post.
I say that like it, I know what that means.
Right, I know. Really? You don't say.
Wow, that is interesting information.
Tell me more. Oh, you know what I need to be doing? I need to, this is actually sports, right? This is a sports segment.
It is.
Honor AP at 5-1 odds. Authentic at 8-1 odds. They're on either side of Tis the Law there. So they are the best odds right there. Honor AP, Tis the Law, and Authentic. Right now, the long shots, if you like the long shots, Kelly.
Sure. You know how I like the long shots.
Right. 50-1 odds.
Yeah.
You can look at South Bend running out of...
Oh, I like that. That's from, you know, near my old stomping grounds.
Yep. Out of the 8 hole. Mr. Big News. Storm the Court. Major Fed. Necker Island. Sounds like a fun horse name. Attachment rate, they're all 50-1 odds. So there you go. If you put your dog, who's sitting in your lap, into the Derby, how do you think she'd fare?
Oh, she, I don't know. Listen, when they start chasing each other and there's a dog behind us, that when they see it out, they'll run up and down the fence chasing it.
They get the zoomies.
They're pretty fast.
Yeah.
They're pretty quick when they want to be.
All right.
Just have to have the proper motivation.
All right, so I'm going to put your dogs at 50-1 odds, too.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You hear that, girls? They're excited about it.
They're excited. We got a chance. So you're saying we got a chance.
Oh, my goodness. I really want to run in that race. I do.
So, yeah, on what is the most random of conversations we're having on September 2nd, talking about post positions of the 146th running of the Kentucky Derby.
It's weird.
It is weird. But there you go. It's going to run.
Sportsy, sports, sports.
Yep, 7 o'clock on Saturday on Wave 3. So, sports! 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 Sports!
Yay!
Where do we go from this?
Not sure.
Tiger Balls! That's where we go from this.
Wow. That was aggressive. You didn't even, like, your eyelashes at all.
It could be
blink.
It could be balls to play with, right? Like, they bat around in their little cages.
I know us.
It could be that.
It's not that.
Why you got to jump to assumptions?
Yeah, well, because I know us. What? I've met us. I've listened to us, unfortunately.
And for that, we're apologizing now. All right, that all on the way. On that.
Better make it all stop hurting. Before you go.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You can always get a hold of us. texting our request line, 502-571-9970. Get to a text from Roxanne, who says, have you ever had the radio come on in your dreams? Like what you hear is in the dream. Then, so you were just dressed like Elton John talking about Tiger Balls right before I woke up in my dream and I'm dying of laughter. That is weird.
Wow. What a jarring image to have first thing in the morning.
Wow. Okay. I guess I'm going to say thank you and you're welcome.
Right. I love it how we can like penetrate not only your holes, but your subconscious like that.
Yes.
It's so great.
So yeah, coming up, setting the bar does involve one of those two subjects.
Okie dokie.
All right. That's after All right. Black Bear on 99.7 DJX. Forget you. I'll go by my anthem, turn it up and throw it. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Setting the bar stories. These are stories that set the bar for your day very low. So you have at least a basis for which to judge the success of your day. So if you can manage to make it through the day without taking a selfie of you grabbing the nuggets of a tiger, you're doing okay.
Why, how, where, what is happening?
Yeah, apparently this is in Thailand in a zoo that is specifically designed for petting the animals. It's like
you can pet tigers in Thailand?
It is a wild animal petting zoo.
Oh, no, sir. Oh, no, no, no.
And so
I don't think so.
This woman, a tourist, she was visiting the Tiger Kingdom Zoo. They're in Thailand, and, you know, a lot of people like to take selfies with, like, the tigers there, because you sure. can literally get right next to them, like, you know, like the little baby goats there at the petting zoo in the Louisville Zoo.
Uh-huh, but typically with tigers, we no touchy. No, no. No touching.
So she takes a photo.
Oh, wow.
Of her.
No.
And her left hand.
Why?
Gently.
Cupping.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, cupping.
Okay. Yeah. Why?
So she posted.
Fairly confident the tiger did not want that to happen.
That's what everybody was saying online after she posted it on the internet and saying, listen, tiger wasn't asking you to adjust him.
Give him a medical exam, maybe. Was
right.
she a doctor?
Have him turn his head and cough. Right? No. Now, she claims she's an animal lover, but the Tiger Kingdom's head zookeeper. Now, this has no relation to the Netflix show. No relation
right.
whatsoever.
No, we're in Thailand.
But yes, the zookeeper said the woman clearly broke their park rules, which I guess is not to
touch tigers in intimate areas. Listen,
yeah,
if they didn't
know.
Have a sign posted, how is she supposed to know?
Yeah, if now you go to the Tiger Kingdom Zoo there in Thailand and there is a sign, that says, please do not cup the nuggets of the tigers, then you'll know why.
Maybe they should post one.
Oh,
at least
wow.
consider it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And wow. regardless of whether there's a sign or not, how confident are you that the tiger is going to just stay laying there like a cat and not...
Yeah, no.
Right.
Uh-uh. I'm not going to trust that.
Nope. Neither am I. That's setting...
Okay, good note.
Yeah, that's setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without taking a selfie of you grabbing the nuggets of a tiger. The berries, if you will.
I mean, if she's having a contest with her friends of who can take the most epic selfie, I guess she wins.
That's no, no.
But let's not do that
we
again.
We don't do that. Yeah, that's setting the bar on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
We are looking for a woman who has recently been to an antique store. And?
Because it's never too late for love.
That's right. Maybe an old babysitter.
Yeah, because, you know, maybe it was inappropriate for you to date when she was babysitting you and you were wet in the bed.
But now
maybe not now.
But now you're a man and you're ready. So all
That's
that
right.
is coming up in Craigslist Misconnections on 99. You go, am I falling in love with the world?
could break my heart.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We're streaming thebenandkellyshow.com or smart speaker. Just ask Alexa, play 99.7 DJX, and you can get podcasts. You can get our segments, full shows, live radio, all that right there. I don't know if you're a runner and you're kind of hemming and hawing on whether or not to get signed up for the fall run-a-thon, which is an actual race, socially distanced on a closed course, Pure Tap 5K, Great Pumpkin, Urban Bourbon Half Marathon. But the Urban Bourbon, if you sign up for that, you can use the code WDJX and you can receive about 10% off. So that's not too bad, right? Receive a little discount. I don't know if that is going to entice you, Kelly, to sign up.
Have you met me?
And then if you sign up before the 10th, you can win. You have a shot at winning an Urban Bourbon Half Marathon gift basket. So a little bit of incentive there for you. WDJX.com. Click on events if you want to sign up. But yeah, enter the code at checkout at WDJX.com and you can get a discount. So coming up next, it's when you think maybe you found love at the antique store. And you're thinking to yourself, oh gosh, I was just at an antique store. Could they be talking about me?
Could be, maybe. And then remember the one time you had a hot babysitter, but you were way too young for that to be appropriate. Now you're a man.
Did you ever have a babysitter, Kelly?
I did.
Was it a guy or a girl?
It was a girl.
Was she a teenager? Was she a teenager or was she like...
She was.
Okay. Oh.
She did invite the boyfriend over. They made out on the couch. I saw things I shouldn't have seen.
Wow. I remember I had a babysitter. And then when I had gotten, I think, to the age where I had already started, you know, watching my sisters, my younger sisters, kind of like doing my own babysitting for my own house, my dad got mad at me one time. And so he hired a babysitter who was only like 2 or 3 years older than me.
Oh, that's sad.
And I just sat in my room the entire time and pouted. It was
That's a strongly worded message right there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I know. That was embarrassing. Anyways, all that. I'm gonna probably dig up some weird recessed memories here with this Craigslist misconnections. But that's coming up.
We need therapy.
Yeah, that's coming up next on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Whether you think you have found your soulmate inside the aisles of an antique store and you're trying your best to spit your game but to no avail, or maybe it was an old babysitter that you're
maybe
still,
you found love early in life,
yeah, you're still pining
over, but it
wasn't appropriate then, right? Not appropriate then. So Kelly and I, every week we scour the internet to try to find these examples of people that are just needing that little extra push to find love.
It's not easy.
That's right, to find love.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections.
Should I go first?
I think maybe you should because, you know, time.
Okay.
We're running out of time.
Okay. This is titled, My Heart Went TikTok for You, Man for Woman, Aged Cute. 74.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's never too late.
You came into my store, and I saw you admiring two different clocks on the wall.
Is that your sexy old man voice?
It is.
All right.
It is. I couldn't help myself, so I told you that you needed to hurry up and pick one because time wasn't on your side. Get it?
See? Run out of time.
You were looking at clocks. You gave me a chuckle and that's all I needed. For the next 20 minutes while you browsed, I entertained you with every joke I could think of.
Oh, he thinks he entertained. I like it.
Knock,
she
knock
jokes.
She
might have thought stalked.
Right.
He thinks entertained.
Yeah. Knock, knock jokes, puns, riddles. And even yo mama jokes.
What an arsenal.
I don't know what sort of yo mama jokes a 74-year-old is spitting at someone walking through the aisles at an antique store, but
I kind of need to hear some, though.
Yeah. If I have to be honest, I do really enjoy telling jokes in the antique shop.
Okay.
We talked about the clocks and other things. and the old memories came flooding back. I even told you the first time I felt the gentle touch of a woman on my 33rd birthday.
Oh my God! Wait a second. He was 33 when that first happened?
Late bloomer. It's all good.
Better late than never.
Yeah. Oh, life. If I could turn back the clock and get some of that again.
Oh, wow. Who else is hearing, if I could turn back time? Who else?
Get it?
Me?
Turn back the clocks.
I get it.
If you see this, tell me what time to call you so I can set the alarm on my clock.
Oh, wow.
Get it?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Oh, Father Time.
Oh, wow.
Bless his heart.
He is heavy.
Did you not hear Cher in your head? It hit me. I heard Cher in my head.
Yeah, he probably heard it too.
Maybe.
All right. This is...
I know I can see.
Oh, well. Oh. Sorry. Wrong one. If this is...
Craigslist Missed Connection.
All right.
Okay, this one. You used to babysit me. Man for woman.
Okay.
Dude voice. Here we go. This is from my old babysitter, Carly. You probably didn't know this, but I had a huge crush on you for the 2 years you babysat for my family.
Man, any Carly who used to babysat is like sweating right now.
Yep.
Back then, I was just a bratty, snot-nosed kid with a bedwetting problem.
Oh, no. Okay.
Now I'm a strapping, handsome, 21-year-old young man hoping to hook up with my old babysitter.
Wow. Wow.
I still remember playing Legos with you on my bed. And the way you blew tickle farts into my belly.
Tickle farts? Yeah, okay, okay, that, right. Okay.
We were so good together.
I remember catching you and your boyfriend making out on our couch after I was supposed to be asleep.
Uh-oh.
I know it was many years ago, but are you still with him? I thought he was a loser then, and you deserve better.
I know I can treat you better.
Ah, there we go. There we go. There we go.
The day you quit being our babysitter was the worst day of my life.
Oh, no.
Bro, I'm a man now.
And haven't wet my bed in years.
Added plus?
I couldn't find you on Facebook, but I bet you're still hot. Holla at your boy.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, to the reformed bedwetter.
Yeah.
Who's looking for his old babysitter.
Well, he's grown up now. He's a man.
Yeah. Or Father Time, who's looking for that lass who is in the aisles of his antique store looking at clocks.
Running out of time.
Running out of time.
He's very aware of that. We've got jokes.
There's someone for everyone. That's for sure.
Okay.
This has been
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Hey, we're streaming on the website, WDJX.com right now, or you can click listen and catch up on the podcast, catch up on live shows. You can catch up on all the segments that you hear, including feel-good stories, which we do every single hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Got to celebrate Marvin and Lucille Stone.
Marvin.
They are celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary.
Oh.
With a photo shoot.
Okay.
That went viral.
Why is that?
Because they're wearing their original wedding outfits, including the lace wedding gown that was hand sewn. They were first married in 1960 at a small Lutheran church in Nebraska.
Wow.
And, you know, when people have been married that long, you ask, hey, what's the secret to a successful marriage?
Sure.
They said letting go of worry, rolling with the punches, and communicating.
Wow. Okay.
Right? Seems like solid advice. Of course, the photographer shares a sweet little photo shoot on Facebook, and it's charmed the internet because it's precious.
Yeah.
Of course, I told my husband about this, and he was like, I don't know if you can squeeze into your wedding dress.
Oh, wow.
When we're that old.
Wow.
I don't know. It's been preserved, though. So when we celebrate 60 years, which this October, it'll be 14 years.
Okay, so you're almost there.
A little bit to go.
Yeah.
But I'll keep you posted on if I'm able to squeeze back into my wedding dress.
All right. Well, thank you.
kudos, though, to Sweet Marvin and Lucille. They're adorable. We'll tweet out their story at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. Coming up, I'm going to need your strength to get through this, Kelly.
No, sir. Uh-uh.
I'm going to need
you need your own strength.
I'm going to need your strength to get through this reality show that has taken on another life.
And it's next level.
And I'm not talking about Tiger King. I'll explain coming up. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So one of your favorite reality shows, Dancing with the Stars, they had already announced their professionals that were going to be taking place. And they gave us some hints, I guess last week, of some of the people that they were going to be luring in to be a part of this next season of Dancing with the Stars.
There's 15 celebrities. We now know who they are.
Backstreet Boys, AJ McLean. Who knew that? Yeah. And we already gave him kind of the odds on favorite because hashtag boy band moves, right?
Exactly.
Right.
100%.
Chrishell from Selling Sunset. We kind of knew that, right?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Anne Heche. She is an actress. She was, a former girlfriend of Ellen DeGeneres like a long time ago? Yeah.
And can now be seen on Amazon Prime in a movie called The Vanished with local twins, KK and Sadie Heim.
There you go. Caitlin Bristow.
Yep.
Not sure.
Former Bachelorette.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't think I've ever heard of her.
She's got a dance background. I think she was a dancer before she was a Bachelorette.
Okay.
So. She's probably one to watch as well.
Yeah, Vernon Davis, Netflix cheer coach, Monica Aldama. I don't know.
Okay.
Nelly.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Nelly. Do you remember Jesse Metcalf?
Of course.
He was from
Desperate Housewives.
Desperate Housewives, right. He was kind of the gardener.
Hunky gardener.
Yeah, for sure. He's going to be in it. This is the new cast of Dancing with the Stars just announced here this morning on Good Morning America. Season 29, ice skating champion Johnny Weir, he's going to be in it.
Skye Jackson from Disney Channel. She's in like all the shows that my kids watch.
Yeah. Are there any that I'm missing here? Are there any that I'm missing?
With her signature flower crown, she's dancing her way from Big Cat Rescue all the way to the ballroom. Even bringing her cat. It's the Tiger Queen herself, Carol Baskin.
Oh, God.
That dang Carol Baskin is about to ruin your Dancing with the Stars.
Carol Baskin. Did we not call this weeks ago?
Well, we did because it was rumored that was going to happen.
Oh, my gosh.
They look at this show as like redemption for people who have had bad press or whatever, or seen as villains in people's eyes, or people have just forgotten about you.
Kelly, can I just say, during this season of Dancing with the Stars, if anybody who is scoring high points goes missing, it definitely was not Carol Baskin with a jar of sardine oil.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Hey, do you think Joe Exotic's going to be voting from prison?
He's got to be using his collect calls for something, right?
Probably.
All right.
Probably.
So there you go. You can read more about it up at WDJX.com or Facebook and Twitter at 99.7DJX.
Bets on if she incorporates some sort of tiger print in
every single routine will be themed around tigers.
And flower crowns. And because, again, we got to remind people who she is.
Right.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I miss Tom Bergeron.
Okay. At the top of the show, I gave you a sentence that hit pretty hard. It included wiener meat, tiger balls, and jetpacks. We've already done the first two. It's time for jetpacks in your next Setting the Bar story, okay?
Super excited because the other two were kind of aggressive.
Yeah. Okay.
This is going to be less aggressive, right?
I mean, it is a Setting the Bar story.
All right.
There is that. Coming up on 99.7. 99.7 JX. We're blatant when we say we have dog spam up on our website at WDJX.com. Click win. It's our hottest dog contest with Southern Indiana Equipment and Big Dog Mowers.
Listen, we figured it out that most our most watched videos end up being anything with dogs.
Yeah.
So this is how we're, it's clickbait. Totally, 100%.
I mean, we're just going to go ahead and say that. It's clickbait.
Yeah.
But it is well worth it because you can just scroll and you can see all of the amazing dogs that are already up in the gallery. Yeah. Voting doesn't begin until Monday, so you've got still some time to submit for the hottest dog contest. You can get some money to spend at Feeder Supply, also some money to spend at Parnelli's, Chicago-style eatery. You can get yourself some hot dogs. So there you go. WDJX.com. Click win on that. Kelly, let's get to a setting the bar story, okay?
Okay. What not to do? Cautionary tale.
Yep. If you can manage to make it through the day without, oh, I don't know, disrupting pilots landing their commercial airplanes by flying your jetpack 3,000 feet into the air, you're doing okay.
What?
Yeah. Full-on Iron Man sort of story here.
Federal investigators are looking into reports of a person in a jetpack flying over LAX. Two pilots reported seeing someone fly through the air dangerously close to their flight path.
I mean, are you kidding? Is this the real-life Iron Man?
That's insane.
A tower, American 1997. We just passed a guy in a jetpack.
Are you kidding me? That's the airline pilot down to ground control.
American 1997, okay, thank you. Were they off to your left side or right side?
Off the left side, maybe 300 yards or so, about our altitude.
Wow.
Oh, that sounds close.
It does.
Now, both the FAA and FBI are trying to work out what this was. There are only a handful of commercial jetpacks or flying suits that could even fly thousands of feet in the air.
Uh-huh.
And they usually require a lot of support equipment and a trained pilot to operate.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds legit.
This, I feel like, is really the real-life Iron Man.
Did somebody check on Robert Downey Jr.'s whereabouts?
Right.
Does he have an alibi?
Dang. Yeah, they're still trying to figure it out. So,
they're still trying to find him?
Yeah.
Couldn't find him.
No. Kelly, he's in a jetpack.
You're right. That can help you get away a little bit quicker.
Nobody on the ground apparently saw what the pilot saw, but it was not just that airline. There was an airline coming in behind them that saw it too.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Oh, dang.
Yep.
Okay. That is, you know, at some point, someone is going to want to brag about that on social media.
Yeah.
That guy is not going to be able to not brag about it on social media. Hey, guys, look at me flying in a jetpack by these planes. It's really cool. Like, you can't not do that.
Okay. So there you
probably
go.
Setting
the bar.
Exactly what he sounds like.
Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without disrupting pilots landing their commercial airlines by flying your jetpack 3,000 feet into the air, you're doing okay.
Wouldn't you be afraid you'd be sucked into the engine of the plane?
I don't think he was worried about that.
That happens to birds.
That is setting the bar.
Good note.
On 99.7 DJX, it's Drake. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Tomorrow on the show, it's Throwback Thursday, and it's also free therapy. But speaking of Throwback Thursday, coming in just in the nick of time, Snoop Dogg unveiling his own gin.
It's only 25 years after his song was popular, but better late than never, right?
Right. I guess he's like a lot of people, you know, your boyfriend Ryan Reynolds included, are jumping into the alcohol business.
Yes.
So yeah, he's debuting his own line of gin called Indago Gin.
It looks like it's infused with strawberry, is it not?
I don't know, fruit something.
Yeah.
I think that sounds like it's probably up your alley.
Maybe. I mean, I've never really had gin, to be honest.
You're kidding me.
No, I haven't.
Your boyfriend has his own line of gin, and you've never tasted a bottle?
I love him. I'll watch his commercials.
Okay.
But I have not consumed the gin because I like, you know, I like fruity. I like my Arbor Mist. I like my Malibu Rum.
Uh-huh.
I like flavored vodkas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like Mike's Hard Lemonade.
That is Kelly in a nutshell.
That's me.
Yeah.
In a nutshell.
Yeah. I mean, I am 100% the opposite. I like my craft beers. I like my bourbons. I like the, some of the more, heartier wines. Yeah. No,
we're the yin and yang.
Kelly's 100% the opposite. So, yep. All right, you missed anything on the show, you can always catch up on the podcast. We say it every single day. WDJX.com. Click listen. We got the entire show up there. We got the segments, all of that. All right?
All right.
All right. Have a good one. We'll talk to you.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.